Numbers chapter 9. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the Sinai desert in the second year since they came out of the land of Egypt, in the first month, and he said, And let the sons of Israel hold the Passover festival in its season. On the 14th day of this month, in the evening, you will hold it in its season. You shall hold it according to all its statutes and according to all its regulations. Then Moses told the sons of Israel to keep the Passover, and they kept the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, in the Sinai desert. According to everything the Lord had commanded Moses, so the sons of Israel did. But there were men who were unclean by the dead body of a man, and they could not keep the Passover on that day. And on that day they came before Moses and Aaron, and those men said to him, We are unclean by the dead body of a man. Why are we prevented from offering the Lord's oblation in its season among the sons of Israel? At this Moses said to them, Stand still and let me hear what the Lord commands for you. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say, If any man of your company or of your posterity is unclean by a dead body, or is on distant travels, then he will keep the Lord's Passover, but they will keep it in the second month, on the 14th day in the evening. They will eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They will not leave any of it until the morning, and they will not break a bone of it. They will keep it according to every statute of the Passover. But as for any man who is clean and is not on travels, who neglects to keep the Passover, that person will be cut off from his people, because he did not offer the Lord's oblation in its season. That man will bear his sin. And if a foreigner is lodging with you, then he will keep the Lord's Passover. He will keep it according to the statute of the Passover and according to its regulation. There will be one statute for you, both for the foreigner and for the native of the land. And on the day of setting up the tabernacle, a cloud covered the tabernacle, at the tent of the testimony, and in the evening there was an appearance of fire on the tabernacle until the morning. So it was all the time, the cloud covered it, and at night there was an appearance of fire. And when the cloud was taken up from the tent, then after that the sons of Israel would move, and in the place where the cloud settled, there the sons of Israel would encamp. At the command of the Lord the sons of Israel would move, and at the command of the Lord they would encamp. For all the days that the cloud settled on the tabernacle, they would be encamped. And if the cloud stayed many days on the tabernacle, then the sons of Israel kept the Lord's charge and did not move. And there were occasions when the cloud was on the tabernacle for few days, when they would encamp at the command of the Lord, and when they would move at the command of the Lord. And there were occasions when the cloud was there from evening until morning. When the cloud was taken up in the morning, they would move. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they would move. Whether it was 2 days or a month or days on end that the cloud stayed on the tabernacle, remaining on it, the sons of Israel would be encamped and would not move. And when it was taken up, they would move. At the command of the Lord they would encamp, and at the command of the Lord they would move. They would keep the Lord's charge according to the command of the Lord through the intermediacy of Moses.